And did you hear on my mind every hour of the day without your sweet inspiration?
It's Tuesday night, everybody. It's 7 p.m. on the Left Coast, and it's time for the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. This is Tammy Jackson welcoming you to an hour of sweet conservative inspiration. Like I tell you every single week, if you'd like to do so, go ahead and interact with comments and questions on Twitter. I get some people there that make the funniest comments every single week. It's a blast. And you can follow me at Tammy J, T-A-M-I-J. Hey, I am really, really excited to introduce my first guest tonight, Al and Phil Robertson. You know them as the Beardless Bro and the Duck Commander. Al Robertson has been on the show a couple times, but this time I talked him into bringing his dad, Phil. Al, welcome back. And Phil, it's such a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Tammy.
Hey,
and
Al.
Tammy, it's good for me to be back. And I just want to say right off the bat, I'm not even going to make you ask me. Congratulations to your Beavers. They knocked out my Tigers, and they won the national championship. So, you know, and I was thinking about that, Tammy. Now, Dad declared war on Beavers, you know, about probably 20 years ago on our property because they keep trying to dam up our duck hole. But the good news is we declared war on ducks 60 years ago. So, you know, the Beavers haven't been on our list as long as the Ducks have, so I need to appreciate them.
You know, I was having fun with you on Twitter. Like, I'll have to get Al on because, Phil, you don't know this, but the last time he came on was a year ago, and LSU had knocked off my Oregon State Beavers, but they lost to Florida. And he, right off the top of the show, said, "Gee, Tammy, I'm so sorry about your Oregon State Beavers, and we tried to win it all so you wouldn't feel so bad." So,
yeah.
I said, I got to have you on so that you can say congratulations. I think they won it, and they won it with character, so I was very proud of them.
Yeah, they were great. And to be honest with you, they were probably better than we were last year. It's just you know, one of those deals where we knocked them out. But, yeah, I was glad, and I certainly was had a lot of fun with you on Twitter with it.
I know. That was a blast. Now, Al, I think it was your idea that your dad needed to be on the internet, and there's a reason for that. What might that reason be?
Well, the main reason was, and why I got excited about CRTV.com is because there are no sponsors and there are no advertisers. And I said, they don't mix well with Dad, you know, because Dad's going to tell it like it is. And so it was a subscription model to set up, and I said, I think this will work because you're only on there if you want to hear what the folks on CRTV have to say. And so it's been wonderful. I mean, we're coming up on a year already, which is hard to believe. We've done over 150 episodes this year, and so we've had a blast.
Wow,
Tammy, you must realize that the irony of it all is that I've never purchased nor owned a cell phone. And I've never turned on a computer and looked at whatever it is on the in my life. So they said, "Dad, we fixed to put you on the thing." And I'm like, "How am I getting on it?" And they said, "Well, we've noticed that when you say things, a lot of people tend to click on to that." I said, "Boys, whatever you think." But so I just tell the audience out there in the internet land, if they're bad mouthing me or cursing me, trust me when I tell you, Tammy, I'm not hearing them.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Did we lose Tammy?
In Southern California, said, "Tam, you ought to watch Duck Dynasty." And I thought, well, why should I watch Duck Dynasty? He says, "Watch an episode and you'll know." And the first one I turned into was you, Phil, and Miss K renewing your vows. And I laughed and I shed a tear or two, and I was immediately hooked and started following you all. And I wrote several articles that went viral about what happened on different things. And with the interesting article at GQ with the man that wrote the article that I said they should rename that, it should not be called Gentleman's Quarterly because no gentleman I know uses language like that. And I was so proud of you and the whole family because you just stood your ground. And I also want to tell you, I have your book, Happy, 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 My Life and Legacy as Duck Commander. I've read it. I've got it linked on the show page. You say in the prologue, I want people to hear this, maybe the greatest thing is that I've been able to live my life the way I wanted. Following Jesus has been a blast. The Lord has blessed me mightily. It is what makes me happy, happy, happy. I told Al that I really wished I had a copy of that book to give to my dad a few years ago for Father's Day, and Al made it work. He had you sign it and overnighted it. I got it to Dad, and he smiled when he opened it. I said, well, Dad, you'll smile a little more. Turn in a few pages. And he saw that you'd signed it to him and gives a big thumbs up, and I laughed because my dad reminds me of you, Phil, and vice versa. Well, so,
well what do you know? Well, you know, we've got a clear text from the Apostle Paul talking to the Thessalonians, and he said this, and I have aspired to do this. He said, make it your ambition to live a quiet life, mind your own business, work with your hands doing something that's good so that your daily life will win the respect of outsiders. And here's the key last part of that. So that you won't have to be dependent on anybody. So, Tammy, that's the way I've rolled, and I'm now 72, but I would recommend that to anyone listening.
Yep, I love it. And more people with their bug-out bags and learning how to live off the grid and so forth, they could learn a thing or two about you, Phil. Al Robertson, you've said your dad's a little bit like John the Baptist, and that makes me chuckle. But I also want people to know your story a little bit more, Phil, because you haven't always been a follower of Jesus, and you had your days where you were wild and so forth. And I loved when it was Miss Kay that came to faith first, and she said to you, there's only one person who can help you, meaning God, and you make it clear in the book that you decided to follow Jesus, were baptized, and that was it. And you said, once I make a decision, I'm all in, and there's no second guessing.
Well, you got to remember, I looked back at it after several years had gone by, and I noticed I didn't realize what a trap I was in until Jesus got me out of the trap. Well, then I could look back at my past life. You have to remember, I ran with the wicked for the first 28 years. And when I ran upon Jesus, I've been running from the godly. I've been running with the godly for the last 43. Trust me when I tell you, Tammy, the contrast between the two groups is astounding.
I believe you 100%. I came to Christ as a 10-year-old, and my mom came to Christ first. She was 30. Dad was 30. He was the last one. The three of us were baptized all together. So it was kind of the same thing, although Dad wasn't quite as wild, but he said he was just as lost. And, you know, so it's been an amazing contrast in our life. I would say, Phil, you started a new generation for your boys to follow. Now your sons are men with families, and you and Miss Kay, you counsel people day in and day out, don't you?
Day in and day out. Many of them, Tammy, are coming down from all parts of the United States, and they'll hear one of my speeches, and I'll say something like, I didn't realize, by the way, there was that many people out there. I call it being shacked up. In other words, they never got married.
Right.
They're just living together. Well, some of them, that word sort of spread out across the country. And many, many, many of them have driven all the way from wherever, Pennsylvania. And we say, sure, come on down. And they say, we want you to do two things. Marry us and baptize us on the same day.
Wow.
So I get a preacher that I'm not a preacher, but I get one day, it's legal. They get their marriage license, and Tammy, we baptize them in my living room floor. They just stand there,
uh-huh.
And then we marry them first, and then we take them down there to the river, and we baptize them. So they get married and eternal life within 15 minutes of each other. Pretty cool.
That's pretty darn awesome. And that's the right way to start a married life, I'd say. I come from a family with lots of lifelong marriages, and I know what that's like. And we don't see that a lot out in the world. And so for you to just tell the truth, unapologetically, what the Bible says, I love you for it, Phil, and I kind of fell in love with the whole family. I want everybody to sign up for this new show, In the Woods. I've got the link in the show page to sign up for it. It's getcrtv.com packages. I definitely want people to be doing that. And I want to play the short audio trailer for your show, Phil. If you've not watched this, listen to the teaser for In the Woods with Phil Robertson.
What does a man do when they try to run him out of town for quoting a Bible verse? I tell you what he does. He goes deep in the woods and he starts a fire. For far too long, we have been told to shut up. No more. Here's the deal, America. These are my woods. Out here, I call the shots. Out here, we reject political correctness, or as I like to say, pontificated crap, in favor of some good old-fashioned biblical correctness. So if you're tired of being told what to think, what to say, and if you want to hear someone mean what they say and say what they mean, if you want a healthy dose of truth, if you want to hear the name of Jesus without reservation, well then, I would suggest you come join me in the woods.
Phil, that is just great stuff on that trailer. We just listened to the trailer of Phil Robertson's show, In the Woods, on CRTV. As I said, we've got the link on the show page. I heartily recommend folks to subscribe and get their kids and grandkids to listen. You know, young folks can go to college, and at most state universities, they learn all sorts of unbiblical, ungodly stuff. But what you're talking about, Phil, is wisdom.
Exactly right. Otherwise, Jesus described it as being on two paths. One of them is the wide road, where most of the traffic is, and it leads to eternal destruction. But that other path he spoke of, it has a narrow gate, and it's a narrow road. But that narrow road, just think about it. I'm down there in the woods. There's no mischief. There's no profanity. There's no immorality. There's no cursing and fits of rage. I'm just down there in the woods. I'm on that narrow path where there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against those things, Tammy, according to the Apostle Paul, there's no law. In other words, you're just living your life. And it's a peaceful way to roll, woman, let me tell you.
It definitely is. If you're just joining the show, my guests are Al Robertson and his dad, Phil Robertson. Phil's known as the Duck Commander. And, of course, you all know their family from the hit reality show Duck Dynasty, which is now in reruns. And they're worth catching. If you've never watched them, you've missed something fun. TV Land is full of families that are dysfunctional, that don't do it right, that make fun of real values. But that's not Duck Dynasty. They have a little bit of fun making fun of each other, which makes it humorous. But they're like a real family that actually loves each other. You end each episode with a prayer, which is pretty fantastic. I guess at one point, didn't they tell you to quit saying in Jesus' name?
They did. And I said, what kind of mind would concoct a scheme whereby I couldn't pray to God in the name of Jesus? I said, are y'all nuts? I said, I'll tell you what, I'm fixing to take it to the whole bunch, and they said, whoa, 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 now, we'll put that in there, Mr. Robinson. We'll let that slide. So they put it in there. But if you have to argue about whose name you're praying in, look, we're talking about immortality here. The chance for immortality is the promise that Jesus gave us. For the life of me, Tammy, I do not see the downside of loving God and loving each other, for crying out loud. I mean, think about it. What's the downside to that?
I think that it's there amazing. Is... I know there is no downside. It's like friends that are considering things and think they're agnostics or something. I tell them, well, what happens if you live all your life like there is no God and you die and you're wrong? And they get a funny look. And I said, what happens if I die and I'm wrong? Well, nothing. I've still lived a great life. But if I'm right, and I know I am, then I have everything to gain once this earthly life is over. So, you know, they don't always think about it. Hey, I was going to ask. Go ahead.
The only hope the ungodly have, Tammy, is that he not be there. But my question is, what if he is?
Yes.
So my feet are in concrete. I'm not budging. Until someone comes along with a better story that all my sins being removed, none of my future ones counted against me. It's called grace.
Yes.
The Spirit of God lives in me. I'm guaranteed I can live beyond the grave. Tammy, until someone comes along with a better story, so far I've not heard it. I'm sticking with that, girl.
Absolutely. We've got hope. We've got joy. We've got everything aforementioned. I also want to tell people, in case you don't know this about Phil, he's not just a woodsman and a hunter and a fisherman and a guy that discovered how to create duck calls that are the best ever and sell them to everybody in the United States, it seems like. But Phil also has a degree from college and a master's in education, so teaching. You've got a lot behind you there, and I think you're using it well, though, because whatever you learned about teaching, you combine that with your biblical knowledge and your experience, and it's put to good use. Phil, as you look at modern-day America in 2018, what do you think of what America's become?
Well, what they've become is, the text says, by the way, about the degrees, the only time I've ever used those degrees you spoke of is when some people mistake me for a homeless man. I tell them about my degrees just to scare them. They're thinking, do what? So the bottom line is, what's happened is, here's a quote. Since they did not, this is Romans 1:28. All of your listeners need to read it, those next 10 verses. Because they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gives them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They've become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They're full of murder, envy, strife, deceit, and malice. They're gossip, slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. It sounds like the left wingers.
Yes.
They invent ways of doing evil. They are senseless. Now just think about a human being with no knowledge of God. Senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Now that's the quote from Romans 1:28 and following. But that is a scary description of human beings when they say there is no God.
That is so true. I know in the Old Testament it says, the fool hath said in his heart there is no God. And I think of that often. And I also, Al and Phil, when I'm talking to my dad on the phone, every once in a while I'll say, gee, Dad, every day I wake up and I think, holy cow, we're living in Romans 1. That's our world now. So when you started reading that, in the episodes of Duck Dynasty, there was one funny episode, and you and Miss Kay were talking on about something, and you pulled out the Bible to quote some verses to her to make your point. And Miss Kay says, I just knew Phil would go to the Bible. That's his go-to book. And it was so funny. You're sharing a word with your wife. But I thought it over and was thinking, wow, what a great thing to say. Don't all of us believers hope that when we come to the end of our days, people will say the Bible was their go-to book?
America, what they've done, America has exchanged God, and they filled the void. And here's the way I describe it. It's all those words, Tammy, that have ISM behind them, the isms.
Yes.
Atheism, humanism, existentialism, postmodernism, agnosticism. When you see the words with the isms behind them, Tammy, all it is a vain attempt to get around the Bible you're speaking of. They're just trying to get around it, but you just can't get around it.
Yep. I help teach homeschooled kids and others, and I will tell them, they ask, that I think the reason is the worldly person doesn't want to be accountable for their actions. It's really uncomfortable for them to think that there's a God somewhere that has a standard and that they're accountable, as opposed to doing what is right in their own eyes. That's not a comfortable.
That's right. And he loves them.
Yes.
And he wants them to repent. What most people fail to understand, Tammy, is that Al and I and all the rest of the Robertson clan, when we go out, we love people so much, we tell them that sin is a problem.
Yes.
All of us, me, you, everybody.
Yes.
So you let Jesus remove your sins, he'll do it. He'll take them all away. So when the vitriol and the hatred comes, I just explain to them, look how they treated Jesus, who never made a mistake. So when they come at me and a little vitriol or hatred comes my way, Tammy, the truth is, I don't hold it against them at all. I just go tell the next person and go tell the next one. But I just forgive them whatever they said, but I don't hold it against anyone. See what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
Tammy, the question you asked about, what Dad thinks about this current, 2018, he just finished a new book that's going to be out next February. I just want to let your listeners know, and you.
Good.
And the name of it is The Theft of America's Soul. And the entire book is about just what you guys have been discussing, and that is the father of lies that you won, and how he now controls so many lives here in America, and what it's done to us culturally. And so I think it's going to be a huge impact on our culture to have a book of truth like this come out. It's biblically sound, and it's basically Dad's view on exactly what you guys have been talking about and describing.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And so I'm going to definitely say, you guys have to send me a copy and I will read it.
Oh, yeah.
And have you back on, because I love, I tell you what, Simon & Schuster has me on their list of talkers to send books to, because I actually read them before I have people on, and I love to do it. So I actually have hundreds of books around here, and I've read every single one of them before I've had the people on. But this one would be one that would be an absolute joy to read.
Yeah, I think you're going to really love it.
Oh, I'm sure I will. And I was just going to ask you, Al, if you had other things in the hopper. And so there's that book. I know that you and Lisa also had the Duck Commander devotional for couples. I'll link that on the show page, too. Have you got anything else?
And we're also, Lisa and I are currently writing a new book, and it's called Desperate Forgiveness. And it's going to be out next spring, and we're working with a great couple that's helping us, a couple of writers, and going through just really telling biblical stories, and also people that we personally have worked with since our book, A New Season, came out. We've had an opportunity to speak around the country and to a lot of broken and hurting families and marriages. And so we've got some amazing stories of just people being in desperate, terrible places, and yet because they embrace God's forgiveness and we're able to forgive each other, they're great victory stories. So a lot of those are going to be in there, along with a lot of biblical stories of overcoming. So Folks on the Family is going to publish it for us, so we're super excited and pumped about that. And then, of course, we got Dad's Show rolling along. And I don't know if I told you, Tammy, but my cousin Zach and I, we started our production company. So we actually produced Dad's Show.
Oh, wow.
We also do Graham Allen's show that's on CRTV called Rant Nation. Graham's a great guy, a military Christian, and so, and we've got a couple more that we're working on. So who knows? We're trying one show at a time, whether it's internet or eventually, television, to begin to put some things out there that will build people up, that can help change our culture and help impact in a powerful way. So we're excited about that too.
that wants to seek the kingdom and get as many people there in it as you can and affect our culture. I love that. I absolutely love it. I've told you before, Al, that your whole family are kindred spirits. I love faith and family and America and shooting. And by the way, I'll tell you guys more in an off-air setting, but I have a new corporate position, and because of this said position with a very cool corporation that's the number one avionics corporation in at least the United States, maybe in the world, but it's very close to my home, and I have a lot of vacation time, and a lot of paid vacation time. So I said, okay, finally, I think I want to try and schedule a visit down to West Monroe.
There you go. I tell you what, you plan. You and I will plan it, and we'll let you be on Dad's show. We'll return the favor of being on your show, and you can be on our show. We'll just talk about guns, faith, and family, and all those things. You know, since the last time you and I have talked, I actually finally got to go to Oregon. And by the way, your state is beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's beautiful. I mean, you know, it's just. I wish it wasn't so full of left wingers, but you know, you're like a red dot in a blue ocean out there, and so that's why we like coming on your show. But I spoke in a town called Boring, Oregon.
Yes.
And I said, man, that's intimidating for a preacher to have to speak in a town called Boring. I made sure I had to bring my A game. You know,
Tammy, you need to realize that when we counsel Miss Kay and I with the young ladies, we say, before you marry, ask the guy that you're contemplating marrying, ask him, does he follow Jesus and does he have a job?
Those are great questions.
If it's a girl, we say, the males, they say, honey, before I marry you, do you follow Jesus and can you cook?
Everything else can work itself out. That's right.
I learned to cook at a really young age, but on the show, I absolutely, of course, love Miss Kay, and she's always cooking up something. I mean, even the fellas are know how to cook, which is pretty darn awesome. I love it.
Yeah, and we do a lot of cooking episodes. In fact, we just filmed one before we were doing your show. We do a lot of cooking episodes, even on In the Woods, and sometimes Mom will come in, and today we were cooking with Willie in the kitchen. It's the first time he'd been on our show, and so it's a fun way for us to get to, you know, still do the stuff we do on Duck Dynasty, and that's the neat thing about the show. It's a lot of variety. We do cooking, we do Dad doing, you know, sermon out in the woods, we get, you know, him showing how to duck hunt and clean the duck, and, you know, just a lot of really cool stuff that's unique.
Wow. Well, the time has flown by. I knew it would. I knew if I ever got both of you on here, we could just sit and jaw for a long, long time, but it's all great stuff. Al Robertson, Phil Robertson, I want to thank you both for taking a stand in a world that's dark and needs the truth of God and His Word. And thank you for taking the time to be on my show.
All right, Tammy. Look, we love you. We love you, girl.
I love you right back, and I'll be telling everybody to click on the crtv.com and get a subscription.
There you go.
Okay, take care, y'all.
You too.
You're listening to the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. I'll be back on the other side of the break with columnist Joy Overbeck. The Tammy Jackson Show is brought to you by Camera Security Now. Camera Security Now sells and installs surveillance and access control systems for business nationwide. Their turnkey surveillance and access control systems provide an excellent management control tool going far beyond the obvious safety and security benefits. A site-wide surveillance system is the most cost-effective way to provide instant access to all the visual information that's critical to your business. Camera Security Now can handle your largest surveillance projects while still providing easy-to-reach personal service. They have upfront pricing, itemized quotes, remote access to your surveillance system with no monthly fees, same-day virtual site visits, and you can rest assured your security needs are in capable hands. For more information, call Camera Security Now at 800-440-1662. That's CameraSecurityNow.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out. Wrestling Mayhem Show right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
The 405.
Military life is rewarding, but it isn't always easy.
Managing the stress can affect even the strongest warrior.
But I can. I will stay mission ready.
I can. I will
keep my mind and body fit.
Talk to my chaplain.
Be there to listen.
I can. I will.
Know the signs.
Seek care early.
Talk to my health care provider.
Be there to help, listen, and get you through this.
I can. I will motivate others.
Strive for progress, not perfection.
I can, I will be there for my buddies, no matter what.
Be there for our veterans, no matter what.
And I've got your back too.
I can, I will keep our family safe while you're away.
I can, I will think of you every night.
We're in this together.
I got this.
I got this.
I got this.
Take the first step.
There's no better time than now.
Reaching out is a sign of strength. Visit realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Tammy Jackson. I just finished up a segment with Al and Phil Robertson. It was fantastic. If you missed it, you better wait for the podcast a little later. You just won't believe how much fun we had. And now I'm joined by my guest, Joy Overbeck. You know her. Joy Overbeck is a Colorado journalist. She's an author who's written on lifestyle and relationships for a lot of periodicals. It's all on the show page. She's written two humor books published by Pocket pocketbooks, Simon & Schuster. She describes herself as a radical conservative God fan who has delighted for the last several years in annoying libs with columns at townhall.com, The Washington Times, The Daily Caller, American Thinker, and even barbwire.com. Joy Overbeck, my good friend, welcome back to the Tammy Jackson Show.
Oh, thanks, Tammy. It's fun to be with you again.
It sure is. And this time you're on my coast.
Yeah, I am. I'm visiting in L.A. It's terrific to be away from Denver a little bit. And your coast, it says right on it, on the map.
It's Tammy's coast. Absolutely.
Tammy's coast. There you go.
If it was exactly my coast, it would be much redder. But
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe we should hold you responsible for that. No.
It's all my fault. I wanted to have you on to talk about this new hashtag walk away movement. You have an article. It was at townhall.com. I was also able to share it at barbwire.com. It's linked on the show page. It's titled How the Hashtag Walk Away Campaign is Drowning Blue Wave Democrats. It begins. The Walk Away Campaign is now over 100,000 strong in just a few weeks. These are former.
Let me tell you, it's just 160 or so thousand now.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure. I was going to say, I bet it's a lot more now. But these former liberals have discovered, as its founder Brandon Straka says in the video, the Democratic Party's greatest and most insidious lie, that without them, you're nothing. As Straka puts it, they will insist that you are a victim doomed to exist within a system that is rigged against you, that you are a victim of systematic oppression, that you are a victim of your circumstances, and no amount of hard work or motivation action will ever allow you to overcome your victimhood or the privilege of those around you. Joy, this is pretty amazing, because if people don't know this, Brandon is an actor and a professed gay man, and yet he understands the truth about the radical, intolerant left.
Yeah, and not only that, he's actually an aspiring actor, I guess, but he's a gorgeous man, and he's an actual hairstylist in New York City right now. But I'm sure that people have roles carved out for him and are offering him things now, because this video of his, I think we're going to pay a piece of at least,
yes,
something like 2.5 million views now, and he speaks for literally millions, obviously. And the amazing thing about what he says about victimhood, I think that's all the Dems have. All they've got is victimhood. And what he's saying is that the Dems are saying that you have no chance against the system. You know, there's systematic racism, there's systematic homophobia, and he just got sick of that, because that is really against the entire American idea, the idea that founded this country, which is you are in charge of your destiny. And you have opportunity. Opportunity figures, you know, so prominently in the Declaration of Independence, and everywhere in our traditional belief system here in America. And this is the only country where you can come and make of yourself what you will. And what he's saying is, by upholding victimhood, making people dependent on government, telling them there's no hope for their lives, to actually carve out a life for themselves, he's saying that America doesn't work. The Democrats are saying that.
Right.
And finally, people are waking up to that, and especially minorities, especially gay people and black people and Hispanic people. And if anyone were to go to the, and I hope everyone goes to the Walk Away Campaign, hashtag Walk Away Campaign Facebook page, and also I'm not sure if they have, but the videos on there are individuals posting their experiences, their political journey. And we just started last Monday in Colorado, three of us activists started a hashtag Walk Away Colorado page. And I hope it'll be the precursor to every state kind of setting up its own page. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be fantastic. Now, I gave the producer the video to play the audio so everybody could hear this. Let's listen to the beginning of Brandon Straka's video that has gone viral.
Once upon a time, I was a liberal. Well, to be honest, less than a year ago, I was still a liberal. I became a liberal because I felt I'd found a tribe whose values align with my own. I staunchly reject racism of any kind. I reject the marginalization of any human being based off of their gender or sexual orientation. I reject tyrannical groupthink. I reject a system which allows an ambitious, misinformed, and dogmatic mob to suppress free speech, create false narratives, and apathetically steamroll over the truth. I reject the acceptance of junk science and superstition to advance ideological agendas. I reject hate. These are the reasons why I became a liberal. And these are the same reasons why I am now walking away. For years now, I have watched as the left has devolved into intolerant, inflexible, illogical, hateful, misguided, ill-informed, un-American, hypocritical, menacing, callous, ignorant, narrow-minded, and at times, blatantly fascistic behavior and rhetoric. Liberalism has been co-opted and absorbed by the very characteristics it claims to fight against. For years now, I've watched as people on the left have become anesthetized to their own prejudices and bigotry, and the prejudices and bigotry of those around them who echo their values. I have watched as formerly sensible people who claim to reject racism have come to embrace the principles of universally hating and blaming all of society's problems on all people who have white skin. I have witnessed the irony of advocacy for gender equality morph into blatant hatred and intolerance of men and masculinity. I have seen the once earnest fight for equality for the LGBT community mutate into an illogical demonization of heteronormativity and the push to vilify and attack our conventional concepts of gender. These same self-proclaimed victims of intolerance, now turning on the gay community that they attached themselves to advance their agenda, now calling gay people privileged and themselves victims of injustice. I have watched as the left has allowed themselves to become hypnotized by false narratives and conclusions perpetuated by social justice warriors who misrepresent and misconstrue facts, evidence, and events to confirm their own biases that everyone who does not comply with their prejudicial conclusions and follow their orders is a racist, a bigot, a Nazi, a white supremacist, homophobic, Islamophobic, xenophobic, misogynistic, and alt-right extremist. And I have watched as they have used these heartless and carelessly assigned labels to intimidate, threaten, bully, silence, attack, unemploy, blacklist, and destroy anybody who dares to fight back. They'll come for me, and then they'll come for you.
That is some pretty amazing video, well, audio. We heard the audio, but Joy, that's such amazing stuff. And to think that this guy has always identified as a liberal, but had his mind open to the truth.
Yeah, and he just had had enough of the hate. And this is even before he made this video, incredibly enough, before the Maxine Waters hate spew. About
yeah.
how we, you know, about how, you know, urging people to go and flash mob anybody who's a member of the administration and by extension, of course, anybody who is a conservative, you know, just
right.
like they did the press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders,
yes.
Huckabee Sanders in that restaurant, and also Pam Bondi, who's the attorney general in Florida.
Yes.
And who else? Oh, I know the Homeland Security, Kristen Nielsen. They just appear
yes.
out of nowhere and they harass
yes.
these people. And it's scary. It's
yes.
scary. It's bullying.
It absolutely is. People call us haters, and I think, no, that's not quite right. All the hate and vitriol I've experienced has come from the other side. You continue in your article, and I have the article linked on the show page. Joy's written it. It was first at Town Hall. I also put it up at Barbed Wire. It's titled, How the Walk Away Campaign is Drowning the Blue Wave Democrats. And she continues in the article, in rejecting the greatest lie, the members of hashtag Walk Away are rejecting the Democrats' only recruitment tool, victimization. Those walking away as rebels are a woke army, declaring their freedom as individuals, claiming their futures and their very lives. They're ringing an echo of the Patriots of 1776, as Candace Owens of Turning Point USA put in her electrifying speech on stage at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver. They are fleeing the plantation of Democrat servitude. Most of all, they are awakening to the self-actualization and fierce can-do spirit that is the very core of the American experiment.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's so important about this, is they're reclaiming their futures, and they're getting, and they use that language off the plantation. Well, but people say, oh, that's terrible, that's racist. Well, these are Black people who are using that phraseology. And I link in the column itself, the one that you're reading from, I link to a couple of these amazing, well, first of all, to Brandon Straka's video. It's in the first paragraph, the link.
Right.
But the last paragraph has a link to a guy named Brandon Tatum, another Brandon, strangely enough.
Yeah.
His incredible video, he's got a YouTube, his own YouTube channel, and it's called Democrats Hate Black People. And this is a Black guy, and he's sitting in his car, right, and his camera is apparently on his dashboard, and his son is swimming in the swimming pool. You can kind of hear him splashing around in the background.
Right.
And he's talking about just discovering that the KKK was not Republicans, as he always thought. It wasn't the KKK. It wasn't the Republicans who were keeping Black kids out of white schools, or rather, you know, against integration, and it wasn't the Republicans who were depriving Black people of the vote in the South. It was the Democrats all along. And this was like a revelation for him, because I don't think they teach that in school. This is kind of a middle-aged guy, right? But
yes.
He's so candid and so amazing in saying, look at the inner cities. Look at the power we've given the Democrat Party. Look what they're doing for us. These cities are trashed. And he makes such amazing points. So he's just brutally honest. And anybody who sees this video, again, his name is Brandon. Oh, I'm sorry. It's linked, as I say, in the last paragraph
right.
of my column, which is linked on your site. So you just
yeah.
have to hit that link. And then you'll see all kinds of other videos on the Walkaway Campaign, hashtag Walkaway Campaign site, and on our new site, hashtag Walkaway Colorado. And now, of course, the left, the Washington Post had an article, a few days ago, because they're getting really alarmed because this is so viral.
Wow.
And people are awoke. People are waking up. And do you know the Washington Post and other lib, what I call left media outlets, are saying, this is the Russians. Yeah, they're Russian bots. And so you'll see a lot of these videos on the hashtag Walkaway campaign, the original campaign that Brandon Straka started.
Right.
You'll see them saying, the first thing they say in their videos is, I am not a Russian bot. Pretty outrageous, because they can't sustain, the left can't sustain this attack on Walk Away, because it's, people aren't walking away. They're stampeding away from the Democrat
yes.
Party.
Yes, they are. Hey, if you're just joining the show, my guest is Joy Overbeck. Joy Overbeck, as you know, is a Colorado journalist. She's an author who's written on lifestyle and relationship topics for Red Book, Reader's Digest, TV Guide, Women's Day, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking about the hashtag Walk Away movement. I want to read a little bit from your article that we've been talking about here, which is fantastic, how the Walk Away campaign is drowning the blue wave Democrats. It's at Town Hall, it's at barbedwire.com, and I've got it linked on the show page. But you say in the article, and talking about the testimonials that are up of people that are doing the Walk Away thing and walking away, and you write, each of these testimonial posts is followed by dozens of welcoming responses and thank yous from others on the site who identify with the speaker because of what they too have endured from leftist haters when they walked away. Walk Away is becoming a family. These are people who have been watching. They've watched the lefty students in Berkeley and other colleges rioting violently against conservative speakers, throwing pies at Ann Coulter, going berserk against Milo, and banning Ben Shapiro. They've seen that vicious comedian holding Trump's bloody fake head and her fellow comedian calling Ivanka Trump foul names. They've watched football players in the only nation on earth where they can make millions running around a field disdain the flag of the nation. They've seen regular people wearing Make America Great hats again getting beat up. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, driven rudely from restaurants by crazed, screeching Trump haters. And people have been watching this, and it's not an attractive thing, Joy Overbeck.
Right. It's not really guaranteed to make people like your movement, your Democrat movement. But, you know, I have to tell you, I'm in contact with a guy named Derek Wilburn of the Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives in Colorado Springs. And he's a guy who runs an intern program to take just, this is the second year he's done like 30 or so black kids from colleges all over the country and get some jobs for the summer in the offices of Republicans in the Senate and the House. And one of those guys was featured very prominently all over the media recently when he and a friend also in the intern program tried to get into an Uber cab, and the cab driver saw the MAGA hat in his hand.
Oh.
And they refused to give him a ride. Do you remember that?
Yes.
he tells his story on our Walkaway Colorado Facebook page. And I'm so excited. My friend Derek put me in touch with this guy, this young man. His name is Matthew Buckner. And so he and I talked, and he said, yeah, I'd be happy to write something for the Walkaway Colorado page. And I think this is the first time he's, you know, been on Fox News and all over the place. And so we've got a great big picture of him with his MAGA hat, you Make America Great Again, red hat, on our page if people were to go to hashtag Walkaway Colorado. And he's just an amazing young man. It doesn't, you know, he's grinning. It didn't faze him at all. But he's like, how can this happen in America? And that's what people wonder about, what's going on here. I mean, these mobs, and if you just embrace one part of the Trump agenda. Say maybe you tell a relative or a friend, hey, you know, I'm really seeing more money in my paycheck, or I got a great bonus because of the tax cuts. All of a sudden, your best friends will drop you, and they'll unfriend you. They'll call you a fascist, a Nazi, a racist. And so that's what these people are saying also in these videos, especially on our, you know, Walkaway Colorado. And on the regular Walkaway campaign, they're saying, and that's a wake up for them too. So what is wrong with these people that I thought they were my friends, and they're behaving in this vicious, vicious way?
Yes, and you think about the left, how for years they talked about tolerance and inclusion and all this sort of thing, but to me, they tend to be the least tolerant of anybody on earth. And the old-fashioned definition of tolerance, which was not their definition of tolerance, their definition was, you are free to agree with everything I believe. But the old-fashioned definition of tolerance was, everybody's free to have their own belief and to believe that someone else's belief is 100% wrong, but grant them the right to hold that belief nonetheless. And I think about it now, tolerance has changed, but they are the least tolerant of any people I know on the left. I am seeing the most hate, the most vitriol. And I can't imagine, if people are really watching, really listening, that they can swallow that anymore. Also, Joy Overbeck, I have thought for years, now here I am, I'm a woman of Norwegian descent, blonde hair, blue eyes, all that. What do I know? But on the other hand, I always thought, if I was a person of color, if I was a black person or a Hispanic person, and I had to be given some kind of special help to get into an institution or to do this or that, I'd feel kind of insulted, quite frankly. I would just want the opportunity to prove myself.
Yeah. In fact, we have a Walkaway story just about that, just about affirmative action, although he doesn't use those words. And it's on our Walkaway Colorado page. And it's by a guy named Casper Stockham, who's running for a seat in Denver, a congressional seat in Denver that's been in Democrat hands for 21 years. And he tells his story. He's just a darling man and a black guy, and I've known him for years. And he talks about how he was in the Army when he was really young. He was probably, you know, somewhere around 20 years old, and he was in officer school. And all of a sudden, the program that led him into officer school, because he was a black guy, it went away. It was like, you know, they trimmed it or whatever from the budget. And then he realized that he could still be in the program because his grades were so good. And he didn't need affirmative action. And he said just what you said in his Walkaway post on our website, or rather our Facebook page. He says, and so that's, you know, that itself is a form of discrimination. And
wow.
It's insulting to me because, I mean, he said just what you said. He said, I was getting the grades. I could do this on my own. I didn't need special help. I didn't need special attention or special programs.
Right.
And the other thing that Brandon Tatum is saying in his is about, to go back to victimization for a minute,
right,
is he says, you know, because we're leaving the party, we meaning, you know, hordes of lots of black people are figuring it out and leaving the party, getting off the plantation. Now the Democrats have shown us they don't care about us. They're letting all these illegals into the country that are taking our jobs because that's their next victim class.
Oh, exactly.
Those are the next victim voters for the Dems.
Yes.
And he points this out in this incredible video, as I say, that's called Democrats Hate Black People.
Yeah, and I have it. I have it embedded on your column, the column we've been talking about and the movement we've been talking about. The column's titled How the Walkaway Campaign is Drowning the Blue Wave Democrats. I love that title. I love the whole article. Joy, tell us once again the Facebook page for the Colorado group.
It's just hashtag Walkaway Colorado.
Okay.
And if people want to see my column on Town Hall, they could just put my I've been writing columns for Town Hall for about 3 years now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a lot of them. I've got a lot of them on my Facebook page, which is Joy Overbeck, O-V-E-R-B-E-C-K, columnist. Or they can friend me on Facebook and they'll see all my stuff. It's a public page, essentially. Or they can put my name in the little search box on the right-hand side of the homepage at Town Hall and all my columns for the last couple of years, you'll see links to them and you can go through and read what you want.
But they're great articles and you have a great sense of humor. We've already run out of time.
Oh, no.
I know. I can't believe it. But Joy Overbeck, I just always love talking to you. One of these days we'll do it in person. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Tammy. It's just been super.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. The Tammy Jackson Show on the 405 will be back next week with more great guests. Until then, this is Tammy Jackson reminding you to wake up. Don't be silent. Let your voice be heard because we have a country to save.
I cut my teeth on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth, and I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do, and the choir sang. I tried to be a good boy, ain't a boy no more. I've seen some things that a man just can't ignore. And this world's gonna see what I'm standing for. I've kept my peace, but I can't hold my tongue anymore. You can't buy my silence. You can't steal my voice. You can't keep me quiet. I will try to beat me down, tell me to shut my mouth, but there's a time to speak, and the time is now. The squeaky wheel is always getting grease. Well, I've been sitting on the side of the street, always tiptoeing, trying not to wake the beast. Oh, but here I come. All you monsters are better run from me. You can't buy my silence. You can't steal my voice. You can't keep me quiet. I will bring the noise. Try to beat me down. I will.